Hi, my name is Brooke Schofield, and welcome to my podcast series. My theme for this podcast are friendships, how they work, and what they do. Some of you may say, why this topic? Why do this? Well, in this episode, I'm going to explain the types of friendships. For example, there are jocks, you know, the sporty type. The ones that are always bonding with anything of sports, including being tough and working out with you, as in going to the gym. This may be hard enough to be friends with them, involving them doing you something that you don't even want you to do, involving peer pressure. So I would stay away from those. But, you know, that's your choice. Next, you have the nerds. Yeah, I know. Sounds kind of boring when I bring this group up. With this type of friend, you could always do schoolwork together of being smart and getting into a good college. Those are the friends that you depend on. Not always, but it'll come around. Nerdy friends can stick by you like gum. Sometimes. Then there's your average popular girls. To my advice, most people have known them since middle school or hereafter. They are also well known for their social media life status, their class, and even high-held events such as big, huge parties that involve drinking and drugs. Trust me, they may act nice around you or even give you a makeover, but it's a dead end for that friendship. And that also involves them being fake and lying to you at some point by talking behind your back. Finally, you have your friends that have been close with you since kindergarten or even the first grade. These friends will always be there by your side through thick and thin. This friendship of yours will last the longest, considering of how much and how long you have known each other. Whether it's your average besties or even people you just met, you still question how you became friends. The purpose is, what are friendships made for? How does it impact other people? And are they really a good person as they say they are in the inside? Or is it just a complete shadow that just looks down on you and just stabs you in the back? In our next segment, we are going to be talking about the downsides of friendships. First off, let's explain how friendships really work. Sometimes it takes a while to start a friendship, whether the person is open-minded or maybe even closed off. In my own perspective, friendships can consist of a lot of friends, but one bond will last for a long time. How do I know this? In reality, you can't really become friends with everyone and trusting them. That's maybe sometimes why friendships take a downfall. They either lie, or steal, or betray, or even say things about you and become friends with someone else because for the better. What I mean by for the better is that they might up and leave you for someone else. Basically, the other person may peer pressure them into not becoming friends with you anymore, stop talking to you, and this could get us the real deep feels of being alone. So, in today's segment, sitting with me here today over a phone call, I'm going to be interviewing Ayana Sampson. She couldn't make it today, so instead, I'm interviewing her right now. So, Ayana, how are you today?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So, how is school looking for you right now? And what perspective?
School is doing just fine. Everything's working out well.
Speaking of school, this is the first year of middle school of a brand new chapter for your life. Can you add any perspective on what that's like?
It can be difficult from time to time, but I do get through it. and it is getting easier and easier for me. So, yeah.
Getting used to your schedule?
Yep, I've been getting used to my schedule since, like, the first few days that I was there.
Nice. Well, guess what? Sixth grade is the beginning of a new chapter. You're going to have a lot of changes of how you act and what you do, also including making friends. Speaking of friends, did you make any this year?
Yes, I made a lot of friends.
Cool. So, I have several questions. Did you ever have any downfalls in any of your relationships with those friends? Maybe even new friends or past friends?
Past friends I had downfalls with. Two friends I did.
What were their names to be exact?
Hannah and Anastasia.
Would you describe their relationships from the beginning to end?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
So, with Hannah, me and her used to be great friends. I used to go over her house, she used to go over mine. Mm-hmm. But, one day we got into an argument, and then we just stopped talking after that. I tried to say sorry, she wouldn't accept.
If I may ask, what was the argument specifically about? It's okay. Take your time.
Wait, what? Brooke, you glitched. I couldn't hear you because you glitched.
Oh, sorry. My question was, what was the argument about?
I don't really remember, but I remember it was something about, it was something stupid that it's something that I did. It was my fault. Because I got mad at her for something, and yeah, I don't know what I got mad at her for, but, Yeah.
So basically, would it be like a stupid joke you may have did or said that got her to the point where she just didn't?
It wasn't like a joke, but I just got like really, really mad at her. I don't know what for, but.
So.
Like that happened.
Yeah, we all make mistakes in some cases. Sometimes it's one person's fault. Sometimes it could be both, or sometimes it could be the other. Sometimes we don't know why friendships end. Maybe over stupid jokes, or saying things behind each other's back, or maybe even dignity of just ending it right away for no apparent reason. So, the next friend you said in some case, Anastasia, is it exact?
Yes.
How were you two in the very beginning of when you were friends? When did you meet at that point?
We met a very, very long time ago. I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Just one day I came outside with my scooter and I saw her and we just started talking together. And we've been friends for so many years. We went to school together and all that.
To ask you again, how long were you guys really, really close friends?
Probably for like 7 or 8 years, to be estimating.
So, as long as you remember.
As long as I remember, yeah.
Were you two ever in dance class, or was that, like, your other friends?
Those were my other friends. Me and her were never in dance class. For us, it was school.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Okay, so far, I've interviewed one person of what her past friendships were like when they hit downhill, either of an argument or mainly just drifted apart. That's mainly what happens to friendships. Not all of them last very long, depending on where this relationship is going. In our next segment, I'm going to be focused on the upsides of friendships and what they're like. And again, I have interviewed another person, my cousin Ariana, but however, she couldn't make it and didn't want to be on the podcast. So instead, I read a message from her saying what she felt about the positive sides of friendships. In her words, she says, "The positive parts of being in a friendship is that you know you will have someone there for you. Someone to talk to. Someone that cares about you. Someone that you could tell everything. But most importantly, someone you can trust. In a friendship, you have to be able to trust them with secrets. You have to be able to tell them how you feel. A friendship is something that you should be able to be yourself in. Not some fake person that doesn't actually care. You should be able to express yourself in a way that no one else would notice. A friendship without them judging you. In a friendship, you need to help each other out. Friendships should be something that you consist of that you're not ashamed of to hide. Showing off your friendships if they are good. A strong and good friendship to me is someone you could talk to without them making fun of you or telling anyone else. Someone you feel safe around. Someone you could tell your secrets to." Well, that was her perspective on that case. And I wish she was here so I could thank her. But true words. I mean, that's pretty much a fact of what she stated in there. And I truly believe of what she said. So, thank you, Ariana, for that message. Now that you know both sides and how friendships work, you know the basics. My advice to you as a host and a person is by being careful who you choose and hang out with and who you're being friends with. You might not know what to expect at first, whether it's good or bad. Well, you know what people say, expect the unexpected. Well, till next time, reporting to you live on my podcast, I'm Brooke Schofield, and have a good night, everybody, and follow my advice as well. Bye.